we welcome you to the Master's Call. And our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. And I know that all of us are happy to hear the call of the Lord asking us to come early in the morning, bringing our concerns before the throne and come uniting together, because where there is unity, there is strength. And our mission is to enhance, enrich, and empower believers as we begin our day, so that we can always acknowledge the scripture whereby we put God first. And from most of us, especially, I know from mountain to Pacific, this is the first thing we do in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And so we just thank God for all of you being on the line from east coast west to the west coast. At this time, we are going to go on and open with prayer. And Ms. Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I can hear you loud and clear, Ms. Tiffany.
Very good. Let us bow in prayer. Oh, God, we love you this morning. We bless your holy name. We glorify you and we honor you. We bow down before you, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your unconditional love. We thank you for new grace and for new mercy. We thank you for your sacrifice, Father God, on Calvary's cross, Father God, and for the blood that you shed for each one of us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for a wonderful, blessed resurrection weekend, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to celebrate you in a mighty way. And we come this morning, Father God, seeking you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you will continue to add those things unto us, Father God, that we need. And we thank you, Father God, for this another opportunity, another new day that you have allowed for each one of us to wake up, Father God. For you said in your word that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. So we come to you, Father God, with hearts overflowing, Father God, for everything that you have done. We thank you for your protection, for your provision, for your promises, Father God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for hope, for joy, for strength, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this, the Master's morning call. I thank you for the visionaries of this call, Father. I pray that you would continue to strengthen them, Father God, and touch them, Father God, and surround them with your love, oh God. I thank you for Artists International and its founders, the Diaz de Leon family, Father God. I pray that you would continue, Father God, to bring about the vision that you would have placed in their hearts, in their minds, in their spirits for Artists International. And I pray that we will see it be manifest, Father God. We already know that it is, Father God, but we claim the victory over it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that every need, every goal will be met before this month is over with, Father God, in the months to come, Father God. I ask that you would bless our speaker as she would come this morning, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we would open our ears, that we would hear a word from you, Father God. Open our hearts that we will receive you, Father God. And I pray that you would give her the strength, Father God, that she needs, Father God. I pray that you would continue to bless her and keep her in a mighty way, oh God, as she continues to spread your word through the kingdom, Father God. I ask that you would continue to keep each one of us through this day, Father God, and we will be careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we love you, God. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the powerful prayer this morning. We thank you for opening us up and taking us to the throne room. Sister Tiffany, God is all of that and more and deserves all of our praise, all of our worship. Thank you, God. At this time, we just would like to encourage each of you to continue utilizing our website at www.com. the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. Encourage people to go in and listen to the messages, and you listen to them, and they are definitely encouragement to you. And send us your prayer requests, send us your words of encouragement to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. In the back office, if you've been in the back office, you can't help but see that car back there that I'm going to win. And we are in a company that is giving a car every single month. And so that is just exciting by itself. But there are so many other things back there for you to check out and to learn. And I'm clicking on something almost every day that I have not seen before. So get in your back office and see that we are in a super fantastic company, going places and doing things. Look at the other countries that we are venturing into. This is really a global business on the move for God. So with that being said, I think it's time for us to get ready for our word for today. I am always excited to introduce to those of you who are new on the phone and those, and I just represent to those of you who have been on the phone, this woman of God who has been in ministry now for over 25 years, and I tell you, she's been around the country and in the United States ministering the word of God. A member of our artist family, I just tell you, I believe God is getting ready to really elevate her in her business with the artist. And we are all looking for, all of us are looking to walk right on into Platinum Land together. I heard Rushi, she's really getting sponsoring us, some great people in this business, and praying for all of us to do the same. And so at this time, I want you guys to get ready to hear a word from the Lord as Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from the Big D, Dallas, Texas, come and feed us from heaven this morning. Say amen for her as she comes.
Amen, amen. Good morning to our Master's Call family. We welcome each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. It's an honor to co-host this call with you and to serve the people of God, our Master's Call family, those who've been with us from the Alpha of our Genesis back in October. Wow, can you believe how time has flown? To someone joining us for the first time today, I extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings. And there is a word from the Lord this morning. I had an awesome, awesome time. I just loved how you were asking everyone how their resurrection day was. And this is always such an important season to the body of Christ and to each of us for the basis of Christianity being what it is today. The title of the message for today is Because He Lives, We Choose to Live for Christ and Be a Kingdom Builder. Because He Lives, We Choose to Live for Christ and Be a Kingdom Builder. Yesterday, all around the world, all around literally the world, people celebrated Resurrection Day. And for those of us who understand, we need to understand the most important pivotal day in church history, the most important pivotal event of our pilgrimage as believers is a Resurrection Day. Because if he had not gotten up, see, we love and praise God that he left perfection, he left eternity, he left heaven to come to the earth, and I always say he was born to die. He chose to leave imperfection for us. and come down to earth and to show us, to be a role model for 33 and a third years, but really he came to be the propitiation, the substitution, the bridge back to unite God to man from the breach of the garden. And if he had not shed his unblemished blood, he had to be born, yes. He had to live and die, but he had to get up so that he would show that he had conquered hell, death, and the grave. And if there had not been a Resurrection Sunday, the power of Christianity would not be what it is today. And so I love to remind the body of Christ. I love to remind us as believers when we hear about other beliefs that should not bother or intimidate us, because all the others, their leaders, their founder is still in the grave. They didn't get up. Buddha is still in the grave. Ah, we can name all the different ways that they go to their God. Muhammad, he's in the grave. But our Christ, our Lord, our Savior, he got up. And that was the most important celebration yesterday. So today I want to talk about post-resurrection day. Uh-huh. Post, what do we do from here? See, because he lives, we now made a choice that we can live for Christ, but our mandate, our mission is to be a kingdom builder. And, you know, I love to take words and break them down so you can hang your faith on them and grow and root the word. It will produce great fruit in your spirit. And that word live, see, we're not here just to occupy space, to take a breath in the atmosphere. We're here on divine assignment. That's why everybody has a specific fingerprint. It's like every snowflake is different. Everybody has a mission, a mandate that you are called to do. You and I are each called to be kingdom builders. And as we live, that has to stay our focus. And I want to just take that word live and speak it into your spirits today and revelate your mind to understand, because of Resurrection Day, because of the ultimate sacrifice. When we sing that old faithful hymn, Jesus paid it all. It is paid in full. So post-resurrection, what are you and I required to do? How are we required to live? All of us know the chronicle of the event. All the synoptic gospels record his death, burial, and resurrection. And I taught yesterday from John 20 and talked about, you know, the grave site and how Mary Magdalene in John 20, that 11 through 22nd verse, the story of how they found the tomb empty and the angels told her he's not here. And when she ran into Jesus, she thought he was the gardener, and he illuminated her eyes to see that it was him. And when she wanted to embrace him, he said, not yet. He hadn't yet ascended. And then he came back several different times to show us for real. He got up because he lives today, this 25th day of April in the 2011 year after his death. So post-resurrection, how are you and I supposed to live? Well, at first, live. Let's start with that L. We have to learn to love unconditionally. And no matter how many times we say it, we got to say it again. Because in the day in and day out of living, we have to be reminded of that 1 Corinthians 13 agape love. We have to be reminded as we live, we have to live a life that exemplifies how to be patient, to be kind, to be long-suffering, to not keep an account of right or wrongs. In other words, saints, learn how to fight fair. See, some of us, when we have a discussion and want to bring up one issue and talk about something that didn't go right, or we want to pull up all the dirt 20 years past, we don't know how to fight fair, especially us married saints. Don't say amen or oh me. And we have to learn how to love right. So we need to read that chapter. That needs to be part of our daily diet, so that when we go out in life, when we have that mantle of Christian on us, people will see the agape love. See, the world sees too much the Eros love, the sensual love. They see the feely love and the brotherly love that sometimes if you do for me, then I'll do for you. And then some of y'all remember that song from Tina, What Have You Done For Me Lately? What does love have to do with it? I'm sorry, what does love have to do with it? Because we often forget that kind of love is not the unconditional agape love. And as Christians, after that resurrection day, he allowed the paraclete to come in us, and we have the ability when we choose to demonstrate the unconditional love. And agape love is what led God, Jesus, to the cross. It was the self-sacrificing love. And see, now, today, post-resurrection, he's passed the baton of that kind of love to you and I. Why? So that we can be kingdom builders. Our assignment is to be a kingdom builder. And we also, with that L, should be constantly learning, open to change and to grow, embracing the different seasons that God brings, that God allows in our lives, learning valuable lessons from them all. See, we should learn from our successes as well as our failures. We should learn from our seasons of abounding as well as our seasons from abasing. We should learn from all things that happen. That's what Romans 8:28 was talking about through that 30th verse of that it's all working together for our good, for those who love the Lord and are the called according to whose purpose? His purpose. We should be constantly learning. See, when people feel like they know it all, and when they feel like, oh, I've been there before, oh, you don't have to tell me that again. Every day his mercies are fresh and new, but there's something new that we ought to want to learn. I remember years ago, and I still strive to do it, to learn a new word every year, every day, and then to learn a new verse every week that I commit to my memory, to put in my bank account of faith, and always learning, knowing that I can learn from anybody. I praise God that my father always used to drill in us that we can learn from anybody, especially when we were young and we were going through that rough time of segregation into integration and from educated to uneducated, from poor to rich. And because my parents used to always say, my mom, we weren't raised poor, baby. We were poor, P-O. We lost the O-R. And we didn't have nothing, but we learned to respect everybody. And as God blessed them, and as they went on, they always drilled into us, don't you ever discount a person, because there's something you can learn from everybody, even if it's what not to do. You need to learn that lesson well. So in living our post-resurrection experiences, are we constantly learning valuable lessons? Do we pass the baton of learning on to others around us? Are we a good example? Are we a strategic kingdom builder? Moving right along to the I in living, there should be some intimacy with God. Because how? It helps our love for Christ to grow. See, the more you know about him, the more you'll fall in love with him. See, when I call them carnal Christians, when you say you're a Christian, but you still do everything and anything you're big enough to do, you still, you know, just practice those carnal nature activities where there was no change. See, when you really have an intimate time with God, you don't want to grieve his Holy Spirit. That Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth that is not edifying, that may grieve his spirit. Because when I hear some conversations and some four-letter adjectives and some lifestyles going places that darkness dwells and light ain't never visited, see, when you get to love him, you don't want to disappoint him or grieve him. And the more time you spend with God, the Holy Spirit will drive that stuff out of us when we have the intimacy. When we have the quality time in his word and practicing his presence. Oh, I love it when I just talk to Daddy God and just worship him and tell him how much he means to me and how I know in him I can do all things and I can walk through my valleys and I can be all he's ordained me to be, and I just feel his presence, tangible presence come into the room because I purpose every day to spend intimate time with him. I don't care how much the phone rings. See, folks say, oh, you didn't answer the phone because I was talking to Daddy and I didn't want to be interrupted, and I knew he had all the answers and you just had some good suggestions. And so I just wanted that intimate time I guard that. That's why I say this call is great, but don't you ever think you've done all you need to do till you spend some one-on-one time with Daddy God so you know his voice for yourself. That's what John 10 was really saying when he said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. You won't need to call prayer partner, powerful man, woman of God, the prophet. When you know his voice for yourself, then you have the intimacy that will allow you to live. We're talking about post-resurrection growth today. And then you'll pass that baton of intimacy by teaching others to practice his presence, to daily study his word. And in essence, you'll become a kingdom builder. We'll also live by being involved in your process of growth. We pray and we get directions, but we first must do all we can do, and then we'll trust God to do what we cannot do. But we've got to stay involved. I love how Joseph Washington always says, stay involved in your own deliverance. You're not a spectator. We're a participator. We can't just pray and ask, expect God to do it all. There's some things that he expects us to do, and then what we cannot do, we know that he will do. See, to be involved to the root will, shall produce godly fruit. Uh-huh. When you're involved, when you're sold out, radical, saturated, marinated in the word to the root, you will, it's no other way but to produce the godly fruit. Pass the baton of being a participator and a demonstrator and ultimately that kingdom builder. Why? Because he lives. We choose to live for Christ and be a kingdom builder. Moving right along, we're talking about living and walking this thing of Christianity out. He died for our sins and passed the baton on to us. When he said, it is finished, then that I was our turn. We took the baton. And the V in living, victory is a promise of victory in Christ Jesus. Pass the baton of a winning attitude. Be a Romans 4:17 kind of thinker, like Abraham was Abram to Abraham. Call things that be not as though they were. See, the world calls that putting up your dream board. It calls it seeing by eyes of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. The word of God already had all the motivational and the positive thinking, but it's wrapped in the anointing. Why? Because it's wrapped into the word. Say what the word says about you. The angels only hearken to the word of God. Our negative conversations, that's why some of our ministry angels got dust on their wings and never been sent into battle, because they only hearken to the word of God. Be a positive thinker. When you hear your own self talking negative, what do I call it? The sum principle, the shut up ministry. Shut your mouth up, because your words have power, and you don't want to tear down, negate, or crucify the very desires of your own heart. Be a kingdom builder and pass on the winning attitude. Value your gifts, your talents, your blessings. We must first place value on the gifts and talents God has given us, even if others don't. We should celebrate the gifts we have. Pass the baton of good stewardship of our gifts and talents to others, that we're responsible to nurture and to mature the gifts we have, whatever they are. If you're a good speaker, you should be in Toastmasters or learning how to speak better. If you're with an instrument, that's what practice is about. And perfect practice is what makes us better. We want to do it right and make the gifts good. You know, we understand you're going to be bad before you get good, but in that learning curve of living, we will become even better as we're good stewards of the gifts and talents God has given us, and appreciate and value the many blessings we already have in our lives. You can watch the news. You can just drive down the street and know that your life, your circumstances are better than somebody else, and be appreciative of what God has given you, knowing that it is about passing the baton of a sincere appreciation. Have a constant attitude of gratitude. Why? Because we are kingdom builders. And lastly, in the E, and when you're living for Christ, encourage and edify. Build up others. That's what edify means, to build up. Pass that baton as Jesus has passed it to you, of encouragement and edification. If you go and encourage someone else, I tell you, you feel better as you're letting the love of God flow through you to someone else. I have learned over the years, whatever area the enemy gets stupid enough to attack me, that's the area I go out and bless somebody else, be it financial, be it physical, be it with my time. I give it and plant it back into somebody else, and I've learned to even plant it in folks who cannot give it back to me so that it's a sincere deposit and glory, and make the constant spiritual deposits of faith and goodness in word and deed so that you have a wealthy and healthy account when you may need to make a withdrawal by being that kingdom builder. Enlist others by being a living epistle. That's that other E, being that letter of life. Pass the baton of demonstration and manifestation in our own lives. When we say we're a Christian, we shouldn't have to wear a pin for them to know. They ought to see it by our lifestyle, by our actions, and by our show and tell. Open your mouth and share the gospel. Matthew 9:38 is not the great suggestion. It is the great commission about reaping the harvest of souls. The epistle, be a living letter. Practice what you and I preach. Make sure we're saying and doing what we're saying. That's how you become a kingdom builder. When you're a kingdom builder, your life will matter. We're here for a purpose, for a reason. When you're a kingdom builder, your life will produce a godly legacy and not a false legend and what could have been fantasy. When you're a kingdom builder, we will desire to pass the baton, to do our part, to be a marathon saint and not just a sprint runner. And like Jesus, we will also be able to say, it is finished. You want to die empty. I always say that. When the Lord says, I filled you up with gifts and talents, Vanessa, and I every day strive to pour out all he's poured into me so that I know that I die empty doing all that I've been accomplished and assigned to do. And when we fulfill our God-ordained assignment, building our part of the kingdom with the spirit of excellence, then we're a true kingdom builder. So yesterday, all around the world, we celebrated Resurrection Day. Now today, this post-Resurrection Day, the baton, the cross, the mandate, the mission has been passed on to you and I. What are we going to do with it? Well, I will, like Joshua. In Joshua 24:17, which says, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. And how, you may ask, will we do this? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, I know who holds the future. Because he lives, my life is worth the living just because he lives. Today, make a commitment. Renew your commitment. Choose to live for Christ and take your baton from Jesus and run on in his name and be the kingdom builder we are all called to be. Because he lives, we choose to live for Christ and be a kingdom builder. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Praise God, praise God. I tell you, that is a wonderful word to start our week, because he lives. That was how I ended ended my first service yesterday with that song. And this morning, I'm just reminded of the post-resurrection day. It is because he lives that we are kingdom builders, and we thank you so very much for the word. Dr. Vanessa, you always give us such great, great nuggets to live by. At this time, we are going to ask Robin to come and give us our closing prayer for today.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Heavenly Father, we thank you because your son Jesus lives. Father God, we are and we will continue to be teachable so that we will remain kingdom builders. And Father God, I just thank you as we go forward, Father, and we're getting ready to go out into the marketplace, and some of us are already out there, that we are living epistles to be read by all men. I thank you that James shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that Reverend Vanetta's family family has your peace because you are Jehovah Shalom. They live in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that faith fellowship is prosperous, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that every need is met and there's nothing missing in that ministry, Lord. Father God, I thank you that Godfrey and Levante and Karen and Jesse and Buddy and Maggie and Kiali, they're all kingdom builders, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are making Joseph strong in you and in the power of your might, and he too will remain a kingdom builder. I thank you, Father God, that Sister Angeline is a kingdom builder. Sister Anderson, Ruth, Marie Preston, Father, and everyone under the sound of my voice are kingdom builders. And because you live, Lord God, we seek your kingdom, your way of doing things. Show us so that we walk and we operate in agape love in the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful prayer. We thank you so very, very much for covering the prayer requests that were given out on Friday. And we're going to continue knowing that God is a God who hears and answers prayer. He hears us and he answers us according to his word. Thank you very much for praying for us. Tiffany, we thank you for opening up. I am always totally amazed at how Pastor Vanessa breaks this word down and really give us nuggets. I take notes every time she preaches as if I have, it's my first time hearing her preach. And Robin, thank you for sending us out on this morning. So we go out being the kingdom builders that God has called us to be, and fulfilling the assignment that he has given us for today. Today, one day at a time, Lord Jesus. We love you, Pastor Vanessa, and I thank you for being on this call, and ask that you go out and be the very best that you can be in Jesus' name. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.